Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, wellness, fitness. But right at the beginning of the show, I have to mention Bill Buckner. Bill Buckner, the great baseball player, passed away a day or two ago. He spent 8-9 seasons with the Cubs. I met Bill in the late 70s. He wore my orthotics his whole Chicago career and further career. He came to the Cubs and he came to Bob Guida's Sports Fitness Institute. We really wanted to work that ankle of his, which had been such a hassle. He was the second baseball player, pro player that I put orthotics in their spikes. The first was Eric Soderholm of the White Sox, and he and Soderholm and Gary Fensick of the Bears really, really trained together. Bill was a class act. He helped with some of the baseball schools. My son Adam took hitting lessons from Bill. The kids loved him. We'll really, really miss him. We've got a great doubleheader today. I got Brian Grin. He's a fitness golf coach, certified personal trainer, and intermittent fasting advocate. He's also author of a terrific children's book. Both my guests today, children's books, Magic Zoo. And then Donna Fatigato is coming back. She's a best-selling author, speaker, personal trainer. Also, she's a professional member and spokesperson for the National Fitness Hall of Fame. She was with me at the gala for the induction ceremony. Then it's the Sports Doctors in answering your emails. But first, I want to welcome Brian Grin to the Sports Doctor. Hey, Brian, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Great. Again, certified personal trainer, you're a fitness, you're also a golf coach. Give us a little bit, Brian, of a quickie. I call it the who, what question, which is who you are and what you do.
Yeah, well, I do a bunch of different things. I'm fortunate that I'm able to do things that I'm passionate about. And one of those is golf. Been playing golf for over 20 years, a long time. And played in college and then started coaching some high school golf. So that's a passion of mine. Another passion of mine is like health and wellness. Been training health coaching for over 12 years. So both in and out of this gym. Got into intermittent fasting, like you mentioned. So I've been coaching individuals, middle-aged individuals through that, as well as, I'm also passionate about working with kids. So came out with a kids book called The Magic Zoo, like you mentioned. So got a bunch of different things that I do, but I'm fortunate enough that, obviously I'm passionate about all of them. And
yes. And, you know what's interesting, Brian? Every one of those areas we've highlighted on the Sports Doctor, two, three decades. You know,
right.
Whether we're talking about the high-performance youngster, whether we're talking about the epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports, whether we're talking all aspects of holistic health with complementary medicine and the health and wellness, it's interesting, you know, this fasting is one of the things that people have been reading about for a long, long time, however
right.
It's done in whatever respect. And then in that active individual where we'll see that many times I'm singing the song, the foot bone connected to the ankle bone, to the rest of the body bone, because we're talking about how the feet affect other areas. That's my pearl for you, my friend, as a personal trainer. Any chronic postural problem, whether it's low back, whether it's knees, whether it's hips, even if they're 60 years old, they've got some arthritis, you've got to pay attention to the foot mechanics. You know, but I'm prejudiced. Do you know Paul Callaway at the Golf Institute at Cantigny?
I don't know Paul. I'm familiar with Callaway.
Callaway. He's not Callaway Golf. Paul wrote a book 20, 30 years ago called The Motion and the Importance of Motion. And he's, again, we also see where I put orthotics in some of the best young golfers' shoes because of alignment and stability in that regard. And so how do you mix and talk a little bit about your area in the wellness training and how you mix in the physical side, and talk a little bit about the fasting concepts.
Yeah, I mean, I work with a lot of just general population, some sport specific, but I noticed over the years I was doing health coaching and taking individuals, because a lot of times they'll come and they'll work out, but they want other ways to obviously get fit, have more energy.
Yeah, the general population, Brian, is paying huge attention to fitness. They want to be walkers. They want to play golf. They want to try to, and nutrition is such a big part of it. So the general population, of course, is a very, very big deal on the sports doctor.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, I mean, I always say, I think my view on like nutrition has changed more and more to the fact that it's pretty much like 75%, what you're putting in your body and when you're putting it in. The obviously working out, there's a lot of benefits to that and resistance training. I recommend to, anyone. But I'm sure you've heard the saying, you can't outwork a bad diet. And that's
a great point. It's such a great point. The last week I had on a registered dietitian with specialties in the world of Marlissa Brown in the world of diabetes, which is such a nightmare. I've also, Brian, I've spoken, 20 years or more on the challenge of childhood obesity and this whole side of the idea that I think we all grew up, we always knew that fast food, junk food wasn't good. I just think we never really knew that the regular good old American diet was what it is. I want to talk to you more about, the whole idea of what intermittent fasting might be. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You can go back over 10 years, I think, give or take a few weeks. You could see the myriad of guests from all over the world we've had on so many topics. And pick and choose who you might want to listen to. You can go to newspaper and magazine articles. You can read my latest guest editorial with Lower Extremity Review, talking about the teamwork approach to sports medicine, especially in youth sports. And you can read about everything from the challenge of concussions today, which we feature so much on the Sports Doctor. We have a lot of followers on Twitter. We have an educational contribution there, over 30,000 followers, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Brian Grin, certified personal trainer. Maybe came up as a serious golfer in school. They used to say, Brian, maybe golfers weren't athletes. Boy, that's changed, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean, if you saw who won the recent major, Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, he looks like a linebacker.
Right. Yeah, linebacker, tight end. They're not all built that way, but I just think, especially nowadays, I think obviously Tiger and guys like Vijay Singh were Gary Player. Going back to Gary Player, these were the guys that sort of brought fitness into golf. And
yeah.
So now it's,
Tiger overdid it. We begged him. Tiger was running with weights on his back and whatever. He wouldn't listen. When he used to see Paul Callaway, Paul was the first physical therapist, Brian, on the PGA Tour, in the 80s. And he was one of the guys, again, arguing that golfers were athletes and everybody wasn't paying attention. Of course, Tiger, to me, it was one of the most incredible sports medicine comebacks in history, whether it was the surgery times four or the physical therapists who worked with him or the mental coaches and whatever, an incredible comeback. But I think a lot of the recreational golfers, probably people, again, that you see, people who just want to somehow stay out of trouble physically, they might really, really be paying attention to the kinds of programs you might provide. What's the website, Brian, people could go to and learn about some of the things that you're doing?
Yeah, it's just my name. So Brian, B-R-I-A-N, and then Gryn, G-R-Y-N.com.
Okay. And the, you know, you wrote a book, Magic Zoo, Life Lessons for Kids. And I know that you pay big attention again to the whole youth fitness, youth health. Again, we're still treading water when it comes to childhood obesity. It's just an incredible challenge, let alone the challenge of youth sports. Tell us a little bit about Magic Zoo.
Yeah, so the Magic Zoo, I was influenced by my nieces and nephews to write the book. I was teaching them these little life lessons, and, you know, kids are like sponges. They remember everything that you tell them. Or, well, they don't always listen, but they remember. It sticks
right
with them. And so they, you know, I would just continue, like, to teach these life lessons, and it just got to the point where I thought it'd be really neat to put it into a book and to spread it to other kids, and hopefully just make a positive influence on their lives. And I just decided to come up with a fun theme with the zoo. And, it's been great. I've been reading it at local
school. Yes, great stuff. Yeah. You'll have to compare notes with Donna, my second guest, her of Bucky and Daisy's Moody Adventure. Again, you know, the combination of the background of individuals like yourself, the importance of fitness, the importance of trying to learn how to eat properly. But let me go back to asking you again about the idea of fasting or intermittent fasting. I used to look at programs that talked about fasting 2 days a week and how this was actually healthy for you, and it was also something that could be important in weight reduction. How do you see fasting, and what do you talk and write about on that topic?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that I like about fasting is the fact that it takes some time to get used to, but once you get into the routine of doing it, and might I say, people who are thinking, you know, all fasting is, it's a voluntary abstinence of food. So you're just eating during a certain window, and you're not counting calories and things like that. Obviously, clean eating, which, you know, obviously we can talk about, helps as well. It helps sustain energy during your fasting times. But I also think that when you're eating during a certain small window, you take more care into what you're putting into your body as well. Because you know that, you know, once your window is done.
Well, how do you define a smaller window? So, again, the idea, one of the programs I saw, you know, it's not easy, any of it, many times. And a lot of people don't understand whether it's helpful or it isn't. You know, you're not talking about some sort of a nightmare, sad diet. But what kind of windows, you know, when someone says, Brian, how much fasting? When? Twice a week? 3 days a week? All day? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, that's the nice thing about fasting. You can find the window that fits well with your schedule. I would say the most popular one out there that you hear is like what's called 16-8, where you're in a fasted state for 16 hours and you have a feeding window of 8 hours. So hypothetically, let's just say your feeding window is between noon and 8, and then you're obviously fasting at night, and then taking advantage of your sleep, because obviously we're not eating through our sleep, and we're taking advantage of that, and then we're just skipping breakfast, and we're breaking our fast around noon.
Yeah, what's the name you gave it? That's an interesting term. What'd you call it? A feeding window?
Oh, the 16-8, the feeding
the idea that, you know, when you're going to be eating, the fact that there's a term, a feeding window, I've never heard it before. It almost sounds like a herd of cattle, you know.
I know,
but,
I know.
when people are looking to mix in and see what works for them under supervision, then are they looking to lose weight? Are they looking to, does this make me healthier? Does this reduce stress for me? How do you see the advantages of mixing this into your lifestyle?
Yeah, some of the bigger reasons why I got into it, and I see a lot of individuals and clients who are getting into it is, one, they want to lose weight or they want to lose inches. That wasn't a huge concern. Something that for me, I was looking into it more just for energy, mental acuity, and a great way for just to have some balance and, obviously your digestive system, give it a break as well, as opposed to just eating all day or snacking all day like most people were taught. I think if you look mainstream, most big food companies, and you'll see in, mainstream and ads and stuff, is to have 6 or 7 meals a day, because obviously there's no companies really that make money from fasting. So you're never really going to see it as a mainstream sort of advocate thing, although the word is, it's something that's spreading, obviously.
But it's interesting. It's like you said, that's a big deal when you're talking about, I want to enhance mental acuity. I want to enhance energy. I want to look at this as performance. I want to see where this mixes in. You know, when we talk about a sports nutrition, which is a very, very big deal on the Sports Doctor, and a lot of my guests, they use the term fueling, which means such a more scientific term, because it's amazing. Still, with all this great information this day and age, you can't watch television for more than 3 minutes without there being diet ads. If it's not a diet ad, it's a drug ad,
which is
another big deal. Another big pet peeve on the Sports Doctor is that whole idea that there's a pill for everything. The United States is one of only 2 countries in the world that even allow television advertising of prescription drugs. We think it's normal, but it's amazing, the area of nutrition. Again, we all know that you have to eat smarter and move, right, as far as the new medicine. But it's still, that's why I always ask people in your world, Brian, I ask how your sports psychology skills are in the last couple of minutes we have.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I would say another advantage of fasting is something called autophagy, which is autophagy is like cell cleansing. I know like Alzheimer's has been in the limelight for a while now. And
Nightmare.
Yeah, right. And so autophagy is something that can clear out what's called your beta amyloid plaques that begin to accumulate with cognitive decline and Alzheimer's progression. So
that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we'll see more information. I hope we'll see more information on where fasting fits in and all of its positive attributes, because you're right. You sure don't see. It seems to be a torture, but more and more I'm having a dietitian, nutritionist, experts and people talking like you are, whether it's the cellular level and cellular health, and it's all the cognitive. We're talking about brain degeneration like Alzheimer's. Billy Buckner, this was this dementia, another crazy dementia. So the idea that fasting, I'm going to run out of time. Do dietitians and nutritionists pay attention to the role of fasting, Brian, in your opinion?
They don't.
Brian, we're going to run out of time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I want to give you the chance, Brian, to mention the website again or to find out more about you. Give it to me again.
Yeah, it's briangrin.com. So
Brian,
sure, it's probably
Grin. GRYN.com. Yeah. Thanks so much, Brian. Hold on a quick second, Brian. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Doctor.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. I can't believe both my guests this week are in the Chicago area. Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And I want to welcome back Donna Fatigato. Donna has been in the fitness world over 30 years, the world of holistic nutrition, group fitness instructor, yoga, Pilates. Other areas, a disciple in a lot of ways of one of my mentors, Bob Guida. And Donna is also a professional member, spokesperson of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. She was with me over the incredible weekend, whatever it was, 3-4 weeks ago, where I was inducted. And she's the author of this great new children's book, Bucky and Daisy's Moody Adventure. Discover Eating Healthy. She's an author of other books, Q2, Healthy Recipes. Donna, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Great. Now, give us a little bit of who, what, a quickie of what you do and your passions in the whole world of fitness.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I have been in the wellness industry for 38 years, so you're going to be able to do the math in a few minutes. So I've been teaching fitness classes since I was a senior in high school, wearing those leg warmers to Living Nude and John's, Let's Get Physical.
Yes.
And then fast forward to today, where my passion still is teaching classes, mentoring, but also has expanded to teaching healthy cooking classes, holistic lifestyle coaching, and as well as an author of 3 books.
You know, the mixture of these ingredients, and this is one of the exciting parts of the whole National Fitness Hall of Fame with these champions and legends in the past, whether it was in the area of fitness and it was the area of equipment, it was doctors and performance, et cetera, the lifestyle coach. You know, the wellness, like you said, the whole wellness area, which, you know, 20 years ago, if you asked medicine how to spell wellness, they probably would have had a problem whether it was 1L or 2, you know. and you know, we're in a culture, again, it's a pet peeve on the Sports Doctor, where we are deluged with television ads, medicine, 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 medicine. And whether it's the nightmare of pain, opioid addiction we're looking at, whether it's the nightmare of childhood and adult obesity we're looking at, it's so important for the education to continue to flow out there. And sometimes, Donna, when I look at all the great things people like yourself do and with classes and how companies feel that fitness and wellness is so important, how communities feel, yes, and yet we still look at the statistics and it's like we're treading water. In some of these different areas, it's an educational battle, isn't it?
It sure is. It absolutely is. And, you know, you're absolutely right. Child obesity continues to be on the rise. Physical activity is still on its decline. What can we do? And that is one of the reasons why I wanted to write a book about my characters, Bucky and Daisy, which actually I'm not a drawer, an artist by any means, but I used to draw these characters back in school on all my folders. I came up with these characters, didn't know why I drew them until I came up with the story, and I said, Bucky and Daisy are going to teach children healthy eating habits. And the second book will be out in the summer, probably by August, and they will discover.
You better talk about the importance of their foot type.
you know what? I was thinking about that.
Yes.
I was thinking
about
that.
Well, you got somebody, you know, you got dentistry involved. Bucky's got, you know, some big teeth. all facetiousness aside, but the world of childhood obesity. You know, when we had Michael Buchanan, Michael was the author of that fantastic Fat Boy Chronicles book and movie. Gosh, we had him on in like 2012 talking about. One of his big points was that over 50% of bullying with children was weight related. So the whole challenge of that side of it also, besides having to rename, we had to rename type 2 diabetes because of the explosion of diabetes in teenagers that we're looking at. And sometimes, Don, I can't get over the irony because although I do have the answer. I wrote an article in 2008. It was called Let's Get Them Walking. And it was to get the schools to do a half hour of walking, rain or shine, no matter what, and to try to also, keep physical education in schools. I can't believe we're still arguing for that whole idea of some school systems still cutting back on PE.
Yes, it's very sad that they're cutting back, and that's why I continue to involve myself with different programs. They've come up with a Young Lungs program as far as the Bucky and Daisy's Moody Adventures book collection. I want to be able to focus on different topics, like I said, eating healthy, exercise, meditation. We'll have to collaborate with the footwear. That would be awesome.
The holistic eating. Yes, you're a holistic nutrition coach, and you get into recipes and in your book, for instance, Q2. What's the website, Donna, that people can go to find out about all your stuff?
It's Q2FIT.com.
Initial letter Q.
Number two, FIT. Q2FIT. .com.
Okay. And the the mixture of including, a couple of weeks ago I had on Sally Sampson. She's the creator of the great Chop Chop magazine for kids that is in so many pediatricians' offices and, families cooking together and children getting involved, even in the fitness world and the world of walking, are trying to get these kids involved in programs. And I've always felt unless the schools really pay big attention with 100 million kids, the idea of paying big attention to childhood obesity, we would continue to be in treading water or having problems in that regard. How do you define holistic nutrition?
Well, holistic nutrition is actually just learning about the macronutrients and the micronutrients and why you need them, but also basing your food intake on earth, tree, land, and sea. I don't eat meat, and the only thing that I'm more of a pescatarian myself, but like in my Q2 book, I embrace everybody from all, whatever their beliefs are, but I also am teach them about how beef can cause a lot of inflammation and how, all the adverse effects that it can have and what they're injecting our meat in, what they're injecting our meats with, what type of fish you're eating, all of that. So holistic nutrition is eating according to how your body responds to it. So if somebody has like bouts with gout, what is their nutrition regimen like? Taking a look at it and seeing what foods may cause the gout. And taking those foods out and putting more grains into your food, into your diet, and especially fruits and vegetables. So those grains and those fruits and vegetables are highly important.
Yeah, last week we had on Marlissa Brown. Marlissa is a dietitian in Florida, specializes, one of her specialties is written books on gluten-free, written books, but on diabetes and that whole world of nutrition and diabetes. One of the contributors to my book, Katie Davis, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, she was writing on fueling and the idea of nutrition, you know, for youngsters playing sports. And the idea of sports nutrition, you know, and it's amazing today, Donna, that with all this tremendous information and attention, you know, to the importance of food and eating and diet, is you can't turn on television for more than, you know, 30 seconds without seeing a diet commercial. It's just, it really, really is amazing that this is what we're fighting.
Yes, and myself, I don't like to use that word diet because diet has the word diet.
Right.
It's something of unnatural eating patterns that you can't sustain. So I think we need to even train our brains when you hear that word. It should be your daily healthy nutrition, not a diet, not something you're on and off, something that you're fueling your body and your mind with healthy food.
Yeah, I think that's why I always ask individuals like yourself, you know, how your psychology and sports psychology skills are. You know, when you're working with people in this particular area and these types of areas and some of these habits, and that's a great example, you know, the word diet and the whole array of things that it means, you know, to, again, like some sort of regimen, et cetera. And, you know, we talk on the Sports Doctor a lot, Don, about the mental game, whether or not you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're the parent of one of the top kids in whatever the sport is, whether, again, you're someone who's trying to follow a regimen of making positive changes. The mental game, quote unquote, is such a big deal. And I always think, you know, your stuff, you pay big attention to that, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you have to. And, you know, just going back to what you were saying before, you know, emotional eating, restrictive eating, or being bullied and kids overeating can, you know, it can be the result of a negative body image or low self-esteem. And, you know, we need to teach our children at a young age about healthy eating and eating colorful and the positive effects that it has on the body and mind, which are so crucial and very much needed in today's society.
So what are the bullets that you're paying attention to for our friends Bucky and Daisy and their moody adventure? Well, maybe what we're going to do, I'm going to ask you that question after the break, Donna, on what the bullets are for them. And it's the Sports Doctor, everybody, live from Chicago. We will be back. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows and you can go back 10 years and see what topics and which guests might really interest you. An array in so many different areas of great individuals, authors, doctors, athletes, parents, et cetera. Or you can go over to newspaper articles, magazines, and read about the array of everything we've written about, whether it is the sports medicine world of parents, whether it's one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge, or the Challenge of Specialization for Your Son or Daughter. We're speaking with Donna Fatigado, Holistic Nutrition. She's a multiple book author, paying big attention to the world of recipes. She's a personal trainer working with companies and all of these areas. And she's recently written a children's book, Bucky and Daisy's Moody Adventure, Discover Eating Healthy. And I was just asking Donna what the bullets are. What are these kids paying attention to that you've written about? And then we came to the break. So talk about what you feel are the important messages in your children's
well,
book.
Yes. In this book and in all of the Moody Adventures book collection, because I do want to make this a series, is to teach young children the science behind eating healthy or exercise or meditation or whatever the book is about in a fun way. And in turn, raise awareness to the parents. I think this is so important, again, in today's society. In the Discover Eating Healthy, Bucky and Daisy, they realize that their moods change suddenly one day. Their parents wonder why, and then they ask questions.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, they ask questions, but their parents introduce them to their friend, and their friend is named Serotonin. You get it? And so
yes.
Serotonin lives within the brain, in the stomach, and sends signals to the brain. And I get so excited about it, right? I'm just so excited to get this message out there. And in the back of the book, we have a little parents' corner with some recipes. And every time somebody picks up the book and they see the last recipe, and they're like, "Oh my goodness! You put an organic chicken salad made with Greek yogurt in an ice cream cone." What a fun way for a child to eat something healthy.
I think the idea that it's a fun way is very, very important. The idea that, not being something that's not fun, especially when we're talking with kids. And I like the idea of the series because there are so many different areas with growing children. It's one of the biggest reasons that I co-authored hashtag Hey Sports Parents with Sharky Zartman, a Hall of Fame volleyball player. Both her kids were Division I athletes, and she was coaching and working with children as early as 5, 6, 7 years old. Again, on the importance of the role of parents, the idea of the challenge we're facing in the world of youth sports. It's become a very, very, very big business. In your world, Donna, are you working? What are the ages that you're paying attention to? Besides, I know with the young children with the book, but what about in the physical side of things? What are some of the ages that you're dealing with?
Well, yes. Well, the book is about ages 2 to 7, which is an easy reader. But as far as what I've done in the past, all three of my children played hockey, both of my boys and my daughter. They're all, older, 29, 31, and 33. My daughter even played hockey. My son played collegiate hockey. They were always in sports. Myself, yeah. I have trained so many different sports teams off of the field, off of the ice, off of the pool, and I just want to be out there, and I want to be able to teach kids that it's so important to move your body.
With your sons, Donna. Yes, you know how many years I've been putting orthotics in skates, going back to the Blackhawks and Lucky. Yes, and so what I'm just saying is your sons could have been two steps quicker. I'm just saying.
They could have been.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes. Well, again, it becomes a very, very big deal. Both as a parent or the teaching, many of the adults, of course, that are in your programs are parents of some of these kids. And again, the idea, there's an epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports big time, both mentally and physically, where we see some of the pressure and the overkill, overdue of scheduling and whatever. And again, when you had kids who grew up who played competitively, then you know what I'm talking about with those kinds of challenges. Right, Donna?
Oh. You know, just summer family yoga is something I'm implementing starting in June, because it's so important for families to work out together. And just a holistic approach of yoga. I was listening to Brian right before this, and he was talking about a mental acuity and the self-cleansing. And yoga does promote that also. It provides that. So when you do yoga, you not only activate all your muscles, but you stimulate your internal organs for better body function.
Yes. I have to hook you up, Donna. I hook you up with Teresa Power. Teresa is the creator of Kids Yoga and Kids Yoga International, where they have an International Yoga Day. But paying big attention to the relaxation, anti-stress side of yoga with some of these kids. So the idea of getting families involved, as long as there's good technique, right, Donna?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You always have to be aware of form and making sure that people are working at their abilities and not looking at their neighbor. They need to focus on themselves, honor what their body will and will not allow them to do. So, you know, teaching the kids that, and definitely teaching the parents that. The parents may understand that more than the children, but the children will see their parents and they will notice that they may not be getting exercise as well as them, or even though we're not supposed to compare. And I think that will be a good way to learn, just hands-on.
Yeah, I don't know how much time we got left, but again, the business world and their huge attention for their employees and their companies to have wellness programs, and you've been in the middle of that whole explosion, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I do corporate wellness, and some places they just have, the employees pay, which is fine. And then I also do some corporate wellness where they, will have the companies come in and pay, which is really cool. But, you know, to implement all aspects of health and wellness, the meditation, the mind-body practices, the healthy eating, the importance of moving your body, it all is important. And to be able to share that with everybody is just really a blessing on my part.
Yes, I think it's another one of the new words. Of course, the word mindfulness, which probably didn't exist in our culture 10 years ago. The mind-body connection, the importance, again, that's what we mentioned before, the mental game, all aspects of this ability for companies and employees and individuals to learn that there is such a big connection, and paying attention to this mind-body. I think medicine is now really catching up to including that. Meditation has become a big deal, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it has. If we just shut our eyes for 5 seconds right now and just we're in quiet, even that 5 seconds makes such a difference in how you're going to, react to the rest of the day. I mean, to, your errands, your tasks, your responsibilities, your life. I mean, we live in such a busy world, and, it's important for us to just
center ourselves
and take time.
The overwhelming of checking your phone and your email and this whole social media explosion, who knows what that all means, what it's going to mean, and the ability to quiet your mind, to try to relax, to pay attention to how important that is. Whether you're the best athlete in the country, all this mindfulness training and including, again, the mental game has become a very, very, very big deal. And then, of course, it is when you're dealing with, Donna's trying to get these people to stick on the program that they were obligated themselves to. That's why you have to be a psychologist, right?
You know what? You're absolutely right. Yes, I really feel that. To take extra classes to understand that whole area. After working with people over 38 years, I have a pretty good gist of it. But, you know, higher education is always important. And I'm always reading books about psychology because it is so important and it is the base of everything.
Yes, when you're getting people again to adhere to a program, we are almost out of time, Donna. So give me again the best website to find out information of you and your programs and the books.
Q, letter Q, two, number two, fit.com. Q2fit.com.
Donna Fatiago, multifaceted lady. Again, professional member, spokesperson for the National Fitness Hall of Fame, my colleague. Thanks so much, Donna. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. Again, I was thrilled. Both guests were from the Chicago area. So sometimes you're local and sometimes you're international. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment where I do answer emails. If you want to send me an email, drrweil, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. drrweil, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Great shows coming up the next couple of weeks. Natalie Graves. Natalie works with the world of the student athlete. She works on the mental side in the world of student athletes. She's got a big program coming up in June, downtown Chicago. She'll be returning. John O'Sullivan. He is the author of the bestseller, Changing the Game. And he's also got a podcast. Excited to have him on, the world of youth sports. Following week, regenerative medicine, Dr. Joy Kong will be joining me, functional medicine. And then Darren Daniels. I don't know if he's the marketing director for the Fitness Factory, equipment company in and around the Chicago area, will be joining the Sports Doctor. So let's hit some emails here. Stacy, my 12-year-old son, plays serious tennis. He plays 5 days a week. His arches are bothering him on and off. We've tried different shoes. He's tried some arch supports. He doesn't like them. Stacy, you got to see podiatry. I've been putting custom orthotics in tennis players' shoes since before McEnroe, really, man, in the late 70s with great success. Proper orthotics should be comfortable. And one of the biggest reasons we use orthotics is the arch support area, arch problems. The problem is that an over-the-counter device quite often doesn't fit properly. They're not comfortable. He doesn't want to wear them, let alone that they don't help him. So you want to see podiatry that really could make sure your son's in a proper orthotic that's comfortable, and that will make a huge difference. If you ask me how effective is it done properly, I would tell you it's almost 100%. Not only, Stacy, will your son get rid of his arch problems, he will be have better balance. He'll have better stability. And if he's a serious tennis player, that's a big deal. Orthotics can enhance everything about the game of tennis, let alone going after his arch problems. Yes, the type of shoe. Yes, sometimes over-the-counter supports can be helpful. But you've already gone that route, and you really want to look at custom orthotics. Jerry says her 15-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She's already doing double jumps. She's been plagued with knee problems on and off. They thought it was related to growth. You know, quite often, Jerry, it is related or aggravated by growth. But I'll tell you this, I've been putting orthotics in figure skaters' skates for over three decades. Again, my poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medal champion, Evan Lysacek. He grew up in Naperville, Illinois. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. Then he was the best in the world. Half the girls over the years in serious figure skating that I see are knee trouble. The foot mechanics are definitely related to knee problems. The female is a different mechanics, wider hips, a little bit more flexibility. So the great news is proper orthotics. Now you need to find a podiatrist or a group that is familiar with the world of figure skating, and maybe a boot fitter has a recommendation. But the good news is you can get big help. You want to, and I assume already maybe you saw physical therapy that you've worked with. You've had an orthopedist check her out, making sure there's nothing structurally wrong. I assume that's the case. And often it's foot mechanics. And often if the feet don't hurt, it's ignored. Still today, very much so. So the exciting news is that orthotics will make a difference in her knee problems. And by the way, they'll also enhance her performance. We've been so excited for decades. I've never had a coach in figure skating call me and say, you know, Dr. Bob, you messed the kid's balance up. You slowed her down. I have had a million of them call me and say, they do everything better. They're more efficient. So pay attention to that. Tom asks, in your book, you talk about the two essential exercise concepts. Yes, the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, one of my chapters in my section, which is called The Sports Doctor's In. My co-author is Hall of Fame volleyball player, radio host, kinesiotherapist, Sharky Zartman. Regardless of your son or daughter's sport, regardless of their age or level, the two essential exercises I've watched over the decades being around some of the finest individuals in sports performance is to strengthen the feet and ankles, like with rubber bands is a great way to do it, and to work balance with what we call instability training. Think of tilt boards. Think of mini trampolines. Think of the BOSU. I like a lot the sand dune stepper, which simulates being on a sand like surface, working balance, whether you're 90 years old or you're 12 years old soccer player, working, including balance exercises. And there is no overdevelopment of the feet and ankles. You want to include it. So again, thanks for bringing up the importance of that. Denise says, my bunions hurt. I love to jog. I'm 40 years old. Is surgery the only answer? No, it's not, Denise. Again, you want to see podiatry. There are a few reasons. The bunion is the dislocation of the big toe joint. Often that foot type is inherited, where we might see that grandma also had the problem. Surgery usually is done because it hurts. Second reason might be shoes. You can get good help if you're a jogger, pay attention to shoes, try orthotics. Surgery is not the first option. Bingo bango. I want to thank everybody for joining us. For a local edition, hey, of the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil. See you next week.